Hello, it's the 24th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Five men were arrested as part of a police crackdown on child abuse across the county. The men from Luton and Bedford, ranging in age from 20 to 50, were detained following a multi-property search where digital devices were confiscated, then investigated. The current campaign, which targets suspected individuals with a sexual interest in children, is being run by the Internet Child Abuse Investigation Team operating under Beds Police. The five individuals taken into custody have since been released under tightly controlled conditions pending the results of the inquiry. Detective Inspector Peter Ward said, "We are committed to proactively protecting vulnerable children by targeting those who pose a risk." The instant arrest of a man who threw an unknown package over the wall of Bedford Prison was the result of a collaboration between council CCTV operators, the prison, and the police. Packages containing prohibited items such as mobile phones and drugs are often thrown over prison walls. Parents are being asked to be vigilant by Beds Police following an increased supply of cannabis edibles concealed within familiar children's sweet packaging. County Lines drug dealers are providing the supply to recruit vulnerable children into illegal activity. However, the sweets contain Class B mood-altering substances with negative side effects, including hallucinations and nausea. Police are asking parents to be aware of the treats being consumed by their children. A newly A-road signage at Stockingston Road in Luton, which embarrassingly labelled the A6 as the A5, was, according to a Luton Council spokesperson, an oversight that wasn't spotted before it was put in place, adding, "We rectified it as soon as it was brought to our attention." That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.